WebmasterRadio.fm has compressed thousands of podcasts and all of our radio shows into the ultimate internet marketer's knowledge base. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, absolutely free and now available for iPhone and Android users. Listen to our live broadcast at the push of a button or access our complete archive of shows past and present, like SEO 101, Affiliate Buzz, The Shoe Money Show, The Daily Searchcast, and so much more. Download it from the iTunes App Store or the Google Play Store today.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. Discover the best practices for tracking and targeting mobile marketing. Our hosts will take you inside the latest trends in mobile technology and help you make the most out of the mobile web. Learn about the latest strategies and trends in the world of mobile, web development, search, email marketing, text message marketing, and more. Leverage your mobile presence today. Now, prepare to get mobilized.
Hello there, and welcome to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. This is Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising.
This is Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And Peggy Ann will not be joining us this week, but she will be back next week. Just want to thank you guys again for liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/mobilepresence. If you haven't done so yet, go ahead and do that. Today, we actually have special guests on the line, Porter Haney and Jimmy Jacobson from Wedgies.com. And just wanted to thank you guys for being on here.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Yep, thank you very much.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, just to get started, I know that the first question that everybody asks is, you know, what's up with the name? So I'm just going to skip that. You've probably been asked that 100 times. So essentially, it's a web-based app. If you can just kind of explain what it is and how it works, then I'll kind of, you know, get into some questions from there.
Sure thing. So Wedgies are fun social polls for the internet. We found that a lot of people like to ask questions over surveys and polls, but it's really hard to get your readers to respond to them. And so Wedgies is our way of making polling and surveying more fun and giving it a really fun brand that people like to interact with and showing the results in real time like a dashboard.
And so it's essentially a web app. And are you guys still, is it still limited to two questions? Or I'm sorry, two answers, like an A and B type thing?
No, we allow up to five choices for just a standard free poll that can be made. We support up to 20 options for our paying users.
Oh, that's great.
We do find that usually two options is the best for getting quick responses from people. People really do well when they don't have to digest too many different options to try to select between.
Right. Yeah, we all have so many decisions in the day. Don't really want to add to that.
Yep.
And so you've got you know, big brands like USA Today utilizing your apps. So what, you know, the question that I have is, despite the fact that, you know, you are in the internet, on the web sphere, what kinds of hurdles did you have to cross and what kinds of things did you have to be aware of that some of our listeners will have to be aware of as well when thinking about the mobile devices that people are using?
Mm-hmm.
I would say the first thing to think about when you are doing mobile development for mobile web is you need to have a lot of different devices you can test on. You want to make sure that you can pull up your website on an Android phone, on a couple of different versions of both Android and iOS, as whatever you want to be supported. So make sure you have access to those devices.
First and foremost.
And then like as a second tip, I guess, is to just think about where your users are going to be seeing your your material. You know, if you don't think you need a mobile version of your website or a responsive version of your website, think about the emails you send out to your users. If you are sending somebody an email, there's a good chance they're checking it on their mobile device, and the links they click will be on their mobile device. So if your website doesn't work on mobile, you might be losing all of that traffic that you could be generating through your email sends.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine that because your site is so integrated with social media, you guys learned that early on because that's how many people use the social media via mobile. So that's your background in this.
It's definitely interesting. A lot of the marketing companies do, whether over social media or email or whatever that might be, their users see that on mobile. And that's what we found in working with a lot of clients is they might ask a wedgie on Facebook or Twitter. Irregardless of how their customers might purchase, they're definitely going to see that content on mobile. So for us, it was really... There was never a big decision of to support mobile or not. It was more a decision whether to support desktop or not, to be honest.
Oh, that's interesting.
Interesting, yeah.
Our first iteration of the product really was mobile first, and it did look nice on a desktop, but it was mobile with, and for a long time we essentially had a mobile site that looked well on desktop as opposed to the other way around.
Really interesting.
Yeah, really interesting.
And so with wedgies.com, is there different, let's say, if I were to be a user, would I have a different experience if I was on a desktop versus mobile in terms of animation or just how I experience Wedgie?
The desktop and the mobile version are very similar, except for some responsive elements. So we go with the kind of standard stacking of the elements when you're on mobile versus desktop. But we maintain the same animations and the same real-time results across mobile and desktop.
That's pretty amazing. Another question I did have, when people do the real-time SMS questions, and that's generally some sort of voting at a live event, are those real-time, little graphs that you put out there, are those also accessible from anybody not attending?
Currently, they're not. So to kind of give a little background on that, we have a product that we have in beta right now or going to be releasing in the next 2 months for the public, but where you can pull up a URL on a projector and you see a question and a couple of options, and then it displays the results in real time, and the audience can send a text 1 through 5 to denote their answer to a phone number, and they see their votes show up in the chart in real time on the projector. And it gets to be a lot of fun where audiences are really divided on the question and they kind of get into some good-hearted rivalry trying to make sure their vote wins.
And, yeah, I remember, I think that was my first introduction to Wedgies when I attended a startup event. I think Tony Hsieh was speaking and... there was a screen and it had a wedgie, and it was fun, seeing the little graph kind of change as people sent their answers in. So it's definitely really a cool aspect of it.
Yeah, and that we feel like using the SMS to vote versus an app is an important part of the mobile experience as well, because you can never really count on your audience to have a smartphone or have time to download and install an app and sign up, whereas being able to send a text message is super fast. Even a 10-digit long code, a regular phone number, we find it takes people about 30 seconds to enter that into their phone and actually submit a vote. So it doesn't take very long. And it gives the person asking the wedgie an opportunity to remarket back to the voter by customizing a thank you for voting message that could then contain something like, thank you for voting, please download our app, or visit our website.
Which also comes through as a text message.
As a text message, and then that goes back to the importance of having your website be mobile-ready. Because if you are advertising over text, that's where they're going to see it.
Definitely. And actually, a few shows ago, we had another guest on, and that's kind of what we were talking about as far as, you know, regardless of whether or not you believe people, you know, have been inundated with smartphones, you know, text messages, people check those, you know, they look at those, whether or not they have a smartphone. And so, you know, if you send that text message with a link and they get to something that's not mobile friendly, then you kind of lost them. So now we're going to take a real quick break here, and then we'll come back with Jimmy and Porter of Wedgies. So is that bird from your office, guys?
Oh, sorry. Is that pretty loud? I'm sitting out back.
No. It's not too loud, but it does. It kind of makes me think of like Mary Poppins or something. Whistle. Yeah. You know. Okay.
It's just a wonderland over here.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's okay. So we're going to get into the second segment here, 10 minutes, and then go to another break, and then it'll be the six-minute outro. For this next segment, I kind of wanted to go over the workflow and the kinds of hurdles you had to go through to implement those Twitter cards.
Okay.
If that's okay with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... I'm going to go quiet for a couple seconds so that Brasco can edit that later, and then we'll come back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Webmasterradio.fm presents Marketing Nirvana. Let us help you discover the keys to success in your internet marketing. Marketing Nirvana, on demand anytime, inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
And welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari from Assurance Advertising.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
And again, we have two guests on today, Jimmy and Porter from Wedgies.com. Thanks again for coming on and spending your time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
So one thing I did want to ask you guys, since we are talking a lot about mobile, so when someone sends a tweet out, if they send a photo through Twitter, or if they link a YouTube, and you're on Twitter, you click onto that message, there's a little Twitter card that pops up so that you don't necessarily have to go to YouTube, you don't necessarily have to go to the specific page where that Twitter photo is hosted. And I noticed that Wedgies now have Twitter cards. Can you explain the process that you went through to implement that?
Sure. I think one important thing to note about the Twitter cards is that Twitter has been making a lot of people angry over the past year by changing their terms about how you can display tweets on in your apps and on your web pages. And one of the reasons is because they want to make tweets something that can be shown outside of the actual Twitter stream. So if you have noticed, a lot of news sites and bloggers are starting to embed tweets directly into their stories now. And when you do that, if you have content that is labeled as a Twitter card, that content also shows up in the story. So instead of needing to know how to embed a YouTube or a Vine into your story, you can just grab the tweet that contains that media asset and put it into your story, and you get the same benefit of it.
But that seems like a good thing. Why were people? Why was the controversy?
Right.
The controversy was it caused a lot of developers to have to change the way they were handling tweets and displaying them. But this is something we wanted to tap into, because these tweets that are outside of the Twitter stream actually get millions of impressions every month. And we wanted to make sure Wedgies were interesting enough that people would be willing to embed them in their stories and be able to see that. And we wanted to do was basically do the same thing that we do on the website, which is seeing the results in real time, mm-hmm. and see if we could do something like that into Twitter. And Porter's got some pretty good insight into how we did that.
Sure. So essentially, we are aggregating these results in real time. And Twitter cards support a variety of different media types. The two most prominent ones are pictures and video. And so we decided to take one of those media types, pictures, and see if we couldn't get real-time results into the Twitter stream. So essentially what we do is we create a web page on the fly that looks exactly like the Twitter card that you see. Mm-hmm. And then we scrape that web page and turn it into an image. And so whenever Twitter scrapes one of the Wedgies pages or poll pages, we serve an image back to them that is the result in real time. So anytime you create a poll and share it to Twitter, you'll get an image of those results in real time, which has been really fun to see. Like, we've really increased the engagement on polls for Twitter by providing a real-time graphic of the results of that poll, which is specifically interesting on mobile. One of the things we've found on mobile is people may not be as likely to click through on a link or really digest what's in that link. You've got load times and all of that jazz. So by putting the poll inside the Twitter stream, we've had much better success with the mobile users viewing it and interacting with it.
So as far as people jumping in and chiming in with their vote, that has increased simply because of the Twitter card, huh?
Exactly.
And so let's say, kind of like what Jimmy was saying earlier, you know, someone takes one of these tweets and embeds it in a blog post, something like that. The Twitter card that shows up, that would be the real-time results as of that embedding, I guess? Or does that image change?
That image will change as the results update. So we will update that image, and whenever Twitter scrapes our page, we will provide them a new image with the appropriate results in it.
Yeah, see, that seems like a really great thing. I think I would not complain about that if I were, you know, a blogger or what have you.
Yeah, one of the great things for bloggers, well, you can either embed a tweet, or we also have an embedded product you can use on your website where you can embed a wedgie on your website. One of the interesting things with both of those products is that poll content, really, we prompt the user that's voted to share their vote. So for a blogger, they have a piece of content that's interesting in a poll that they get results out of, but that poll is also driving a considerable amount of traffic back to their website through their user base sharing their votes out to social media. So it's been fun for us to see how a poll can be this more social piece of content than other folks have been using it to date. So
that's great. And when you guys first started Wedgies, you had a certain set of ideas and goals. How have those changed, you know, mobile or not, just company-wise? You know, where are you guys going from here?
Sure. So we believe the simpler a poll is, the more likely it is to get engagement. And bringing that thought back to Jimmy's initial statement about two answers versus 20 answers or whatever that might be, that the simpler the poll is, the better the engagement. That's one of the things you see with a lot of surveys is you see somebody begging you to take the survey or offering a gift card to take the survey. And that's something we really strive with Wedgies to be better at. People really enjoy taking them, and I think that's probably the most interesting part about our business is we're trying to take surveys and make them a fun thing that people enjoy interacting with. And so as we've grown over the last year, 18 months, we've seen that thought morph into different things. And so we might offer more options or a more robust product set, but we really want it to be a fun, lighthearted experience for users.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we're going to take a really quick break, and then we'll be back with our guests, Jimmy and Porter.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Mobilizing your marketing efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WebmasterRadio.fm. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. My name is Shahab Zaghari with Assurance Advertising.
And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits.
Again, we have Jimmy and Porter from Wedgies.com here. Kim, did you have a question in mind?
I did, yes. So what's your revenue model with Wedgies? I'm assuming that people don't pay to take the polls, so that leads me to believe it's people who create the polls.
You're absolutely right, Kim. We charge some of our publishers or poll creators to make a wedgie and distribute a wedgie depending upon how they intend to use it. So we have a free tier that is for individuals, and some companies choose to use that as well, that essentially supports up to a question with up to 5 answers, and you can embed that 5-answer poll on your website or on Facebook or Twitter. If you'd like more answers than that or some advanced sharing capabilities, we offer that as a paid service. So we have 2 tiered plans at $50 and $100 a month, and those plans essentially get you polling that is branded for your website and also provides social sharing back to your website. So when you embed the poll, we prompt your users to share their vote after they vote, and those shares all drive traffic back to your website. So twofold, you get better results, a more robust result set for your website with those increased answers, and you also create social traffic back to your website through the polling feature.
Versus if someone were to do the free tier and they click on it, it goes to Wedgies.
Correct.
As opposed to, okay, that's cool.
And so it would still go to your poll question on Wedgies, but it would come back to our site and be tagged with our Twitter handle as opposed to your whoever's created the poll's Twitter handle.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to use it as a traffic generator, you really need the paid account.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then on the SMS polling side, we offer SMS polls for real-life events via SMS. And those really depend upon your event size and how many participants you have, but we have plans anywhere from $50 a month there up to $5,000 a month, depending upon the event size.
Mm-hmm. And then you don't offer ongoing regular text messaging campaigns, so people just vote, they get one message back thanking, driving them somewhere else, but you don't have ongoing collection?
No, we have decided as a business that's not really something we want to do. We'd really like the SMS engagement to be specific to one poll question where you're in the audience and you get a response from us right after you voted, as opposed to ongoing SMS collection.
Sure. What advice would you give to someone, you know, any businesses starting up in the mobile space?
I would say mobile is really interesting because you have so much top of mind with your users. They're on their phone, and if you can get either onto their home screen or into one of their social media streams regularly, you get a lot of their attention. And I think that attention means you can prototype really quickly your product and learn from it. I think in the desktop space, you can certainly get a lot of traffic, but you might not necessarily get a lot of attention from users. But with that mobile attention, you can change your product quickly and learn from that. And I think those learnings are really specific to mobile. And as somebody just starting out there, that's a great opportunity to learn from your users and get better quickly.
Mm. Yeah, good advice.
That ability to test and move fast.
Awesome. Well, I want to go ahead and announce then that we're going to have our very own mobile presence wedgie. And we'd like you guys to, you know, you listeners to take the poll. It is posted up on our Facebook page. And the question is did you develop mobile first or desktop first? Since our guests were pioneers and did mobile first, I'm curious how many of our listeners did that. So that is up on our Facebook page, and we'd love to get your input on that.
And definitely, speaking of the Facebook page, want to remind you to check it out. Answer that poll. It's facebook.com/mobilepresence. Don't forget, you can also download the show on our app in iTunes, Stitcher, iTunes App Store, Google Play. It's all there. Thanks again for joining us on Mobile Presence, presented by Skywire Media. I'm Shahab Zaghari. You can contact me on Twitter at Assurance Agency. You can also check out our portfolio at www.assuranceadvertising.com.
Awesome. And I'm Kim Dushinsky with Mobile Marketing Profits. Thank you so much to the Wedgies guys here today. If people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure. You can find us on Twitter at Wedgies, or you can find us at wedgies.com.
Easy. Great. All right. Well, thanks again for listening. Yeah.
Perfect.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
You're welcome. And I want to sign off with, go get yourself a wedgie. I had to do it.
Don't hurt.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Okay. All right.
And they call them smartphones because you're smart enough to listen to our show. Talk to you guys later, and we will see all of the listeners next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.